WHAN Radio does not share the same views and opinions of Radio Rubber Room, nor should anyone.
A story which contains more than first meets the ear.
Time does not pay.
Hello, what is going on? This is Radio Rubber Room live on WHAN 1430 AM and also heard on 102.9 FM in Richmond and podcasts on www.radiorubberroom.podbean.com. Don't be afraid to use that chat box either. We do have that chat box on the page. Yeah, I'd like to see more people like commenting on that.
Yeah, nobody ever uses that thing.
Some people do. I think the last one I saw was from the Apache Radio show.
Oh.
They're like, Apache Radio's cool. Thanks.
Awesome.
I think that was you, Dan. Was that you?
Mm-mm.
It says guest. I don't know.
Probably a guest.
Sean is not with us tonight, but we do have a lovely fill-in for him tonight. Roger from the drive-thru with Raj. Hey, Roger.
Roger's mic is not working.
Roger's mic.
There it is. Hey, guys. Roger.
Hey there.
What's going on, man?
Nothing.
Nothing. Good.
Nothing. I'm just sitting over here and wishing I was Sean.
It's lonely over there, right?
I'm telling you. I'm getting my Sean perspective going right here. I can't see hardly anything.
Yeah, it's weird to be Sean. It's weird to be Sean.
Well, it's weird to be Sean no matter what, but
it is.
We have a special show for you guys tonight. We don't have a live band with us tonight, which is not the norm. Usually we have got a live band, but we've got a special show for you tonight. We've got Andrew from Richmond Playlist.
Hello.
Hey, Andrew. What's going on?
Not much. How you doing?
Good, good. And then we've got Chad and Travis from the RVA Beard League.
What's going on?
So this is it's going to be an RVA show tonight, just mixing and matching. And
beards and music.
And lots of facial hair. That's right.
And you guys both have birthdays in this vicinity. Andrew, your blog just turned 2 years old?
Yes.
That's a very happy moment for you, I bet.
Absolutely.
Huh?
Yeah, celebrated with a big party at the Camel last night.
Yeah. Stopped by for a little while. It was packed.
Yeah, lots of people showed up. Had a lot of great bands.
Tell everybody who the bands were.
We had Against Grace, Dead Fame, and Marionette.
Yeah. I stopped by for... Dan, you were there for a good while.
I was
while.
There. I have no recollection of being there at all.
You actually offered me to buy me a beer, and then I turned around and I never saw you again.
Oh, yeah. So. That's typical. Classic Dan.
Classic Dan. And then, Chad, Travis, you guys have the one-year birthday coming up, what, this week?
Yeah, June 7th will be the 1 year since we put all this crazy thing together.
So that's cool. Everyone's making it. Everyone's having birthdays. That's good. The ball's rolling.
Yeah.
The ball is rolling.
Well, someone had to make it for them to have a birthday.
What's that?
I said someone had to make it for them to have a birthday.
Had to start somewhere.
Yeah.
Now, did you guys have your fantastic beards before you started the beard league, or were you like, hey, man, let's start a beard league, and then you were like, oh, we better grow beards then? Like, how'd that work out?
We both had our beards.
I hope I can grow a beard.
I think we've inspired some beards, but yeah, we both had ours for some time beforehand.
I mean, I've usually had just like a short cropped one anyhow, and just kind of let it go over the winter to see what it would do. So, yeah.
So, time frame-wise, from that short crop, about like what I have right now?
Yeah, yeah.
How long did it take you to get to that length?
This is like a year and a half.
A year and a half?
Yeah.
So, you were half a year into it before you started the Beard League.
Right.
That's good to know. So, I could have that full, amazing beard in about a year and a half. That's what you're saying?
Depends.
On how fast I grow. Is certain products that I could use to make it grow faster?
That's up for debate.
Up for debate.
It's up for debate. It's genetics.
Some herbs and spices.
If the genetics aren't doing it, then you're gonna nothing's gonna help.
Now, what do I do about my hairline? Because that's just going back and back and back.
That's another genetics
thing. Yeah, that's a different club.
Oh.
That's a different group.
That's the hair club. Not only a the president, but a client.
What's the best way to keep nacho cheese out of my mustache?
I got this one, guys. I got this one. Eat slower. Okay, you guys can go. You guys can.
Open your mouth.
You learn. It grows slow enough where you can learn as you progress.
Now, Andrew, I ran into you last night.
Yep.
And you did not quite have the beard you have going now. You know, is that a day's growth?
Pretty much, yeah.
Man, you could be where Travis and Chad are in about, like 3 weeks.
3 weeks, yeah. Possibly. What's the length requirement to be part of the league?
Nothing.
All right.
Yeah.
We're all inclusive.
That means we could do it too.
Wait, so you don't have to have a beard to be in the beard league?
We say that if you have a healthy appreciation.
Okay, that's fair.
Healthy appreciation.
This is
definitely. Do you have any people there in the beard league with beard fetishes, maybe?
I wouldn't say. Like females? Maybe not in our group, but they're out there. There's definitely.
There are beard groupies, but no one's come out of it.
Call them beardies.
Girls, from my experience with women, they're either for them or against them. Like, either they love them and they get mad when you shave it off, or they're like, shave it off!
There's very little middle ground.
In that high-pitched voice. Yeah. Scream.
All right, well, let's go ahead and take a break, and we'll be back with more from Andrew with RVA Playlist and the Beard League.
This is No BS Brass Band with To The Day. It's so
and entrees with international flair. Comfort food for Richmond. Fill up your belly while not emptying your wallet. The Republic, 2053 West Broad Street. Weekly dance parties and live entertainment almost every night. Locally owned and operated. The Republic, RVA.com. The Republic, 2053 West Broad Street, Richmond.
Yoga! Long since known as an art form to balance the body and mind. Well, that's great for the ladies and sissy boys, but what about the manly men?
Yeah!
I'm 80s heavy metal band Vomit's bassist and retired Triple C Wrestling League champion, Viper Cobra. And you may not know this, but I am an extreme yoga professional.
Yoga professional!
Now my moves are available for you to master. The Viper Cobra's badass yoga studio is now open.
So extreme!
There will be no mountain salutations or downward facing dog in my program. Try moves like, take your foot and put it on the ceiling. I don't care how you get it there, just get it there.
Yeah!
You're gonna stretch until you bleed. Don't think you can stretch that much? Wait till I burn you with cigarettes. Yeah! I keep the walls of my yoga dojo lined with Rottweilers who have been listening to Godsmack 24/7.
They're foaming at the mouth.
This raises the intensity level to the max.
To the max.
Extreme. I spent the 90s in San Quentin perfecting my signature moves, like birth a baby polar bear.
Yeah!
And squeeze a scorpion in your fist.
Extreme!
Stretch till it hurts, then punch yourself in the stomach repeatedly. Grab both ears and stretch them out as far from your head as possible.
So extreme.
Make sure to keep breathing like a heaving vulture.
Extreme.
Yeah.
Extreme.
Yeah. Here at Viper Cobra's badass yoga studio, you're gonna bend over backwards and lick the ground. Or I'm gonna throw an angry snake at your face.
Snake at your face.
Extreme.
Yeah.
We're gonna inject protein shakes right in your chest.
Yeah.
Right in your chest.
Protein shake.
Protein shake.
Protein shake.
Directly in your chest.
Extreme.
Yeah.
Yes. Simon, sweetie.
What is it, Mommy? I'm busy right now.
Simon, baby, what are you doing in there?
I'm fighting my action figures right now, Mom, and using my imagination.
Oh, I'm terribly sorry, sweetie. I just wanted to let you know your favorite show, Radio Rubber Room, is on.
Oh, sweet. I'll be ready in 15 seconds.
I knew it was your favorite, sweetie.
Thanks, Mom. I love you.
I love you too, sweetie.
Yes.
Radio Rubber Room, it's a show without any S's in the name.
There's a dogwood blooming in the setting tonight. Illuminated by all the streetlight, I fell underneath like an old dead leaf. My bones were cold and my muscles were couldn't help but notice over there all those tiny little
That was Splendid Sons here on Radio Rubber Room with Dogwood Week, another great RVA band out there doing their thing. And Andrew, so okay, 2 years the blog has been around.
Yes.
What inspired you to start doing the blog?
Well, I've been blogging probably for the last 6 years or so.
Mm-hmm.
I had various blogs that I written for.
All about music, or
pretty much, yeah. I've been a music nut all my life, and my last couple blogs were pretty much just whatever I was listening to at the time.
Mm-hmm.
And then I really just got focused in on the Richmond scene, started meeting a lot of bands and finding out there was a lot of really good music here.
Mm-hmm.
So I shut down the old blogs and started up RVA Playlist.
Mm-hmm.
And it just kind of exploded,
mm-hmm.
to put a better term. So
are you always just amazed? Because I know doing the booking for this show and putting the music together and booking the events, just the list you go down with some of the bands in the city, it just sometimes it's like never ending.
Oh, absolutely.
Do you ever feel like you get dry, like there's nothing to write about, or are you just always constantly amazed by what else you find?
There's no shortage of music things going on in the city.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes I feel overwhelmed. Actually, I feel overwhelmed a lot with all the stuff that's going on.
I'm with you, brother. I'm with you. But yeah, it's amazing. Have you seen it change in the last 2 years since you've been doing it?
Yeah, absolutely. For me personally, I'm just discovering all sorts of new artists that I would never have discovered before.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, there's just so much stuff going on, and just meeting those people leads to meeting new people, to meeting new music, and there's just...
Are there a lot of bands contacting you get written about?
Or? Yeah, a lot more now than there used to be, just because it's been out there for a while, and people see it as a resource to get their name out there, and I'm always happy to help.
Now, if I'm a musician, Andrew, and I'd really like to be considered for RVA Playlist, is there kind of like a preferred method of how to reach out to you? Because I know a lot of times musicians are very, very anxious, and sometimes they can push stuff a little bit too hard.
Yeah.
If you were going to give them advice, what kind of advice would you give them?
Well, for me, I always just appreciate either talking in person if we meet at a show or something, or by email. It's just rvaplayos@gmail.com. I prefer personal emails. Just say, hey, I really like X post you did. Would you mind writing about my band? And I'm usually happy to do that. Half the time I'll get the generic press release from a UK dubstep artist, and it's like, hey, write about my band. I just delete those because they're so impersonal.
I mean, that's very... I think that the blog being kind of a newer thing, that's the standard way a lot of musicians or PR people would reach out to publications. Blogs are completely different, though. I mean, you really need the personal touch when
absolutely,
you're reaching out
yeah.
to them.
And I can only speak for myself because there's, you know, a whole bunch of other bloggers out there. But, I know that for me, it's just I get a sense of satisfaction when I write about something or experience something that I really enjoy that I want somebody else to hear about.
Uh-huh.
So if someone comes up to you and, say, throws fish at you and taps you on the head, say, hey, 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 listen to my music, hey, 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 listen to my music, that doesn't work either, huh?
That's actually a pretty good tactic. No one's tried that before yet.
I'm going to try that. I'm just going to start doing that to anybody, to start throwing fish at them. And, hey, listen to my music.
That
now,
could be your thing, Derek.
Yeah, I'm stealing that from you, Roger, right
Steal
now.
Steal away, man. It's all yours.
Stealing it. Mine now. Chad and Travis, the Beard League's been around for about a year now. How has that infected their Richmond music scene, do you feel like?
Did you say
infected?
I don't know if it has particularly. I mean, we've got a couple guys from bands that are members. When we did our event in March, we had two local bands that were part of it. One that did kind of short sets during intermissions, and then one that closed the show. Honestly, there hasn't been a lot of crossover, and I don't know if that's... I mean, it's not on purpose. It's just kind of events we have. It's just not part of it, really, I would say, personally. But we've got a lot of people who... Like I said, who are in the group that are in bands, and you know, a lot of Richmond bands have some awesome facial hair. So
true.
We're reaching out to people all the time, and you never know. I never know which.
Have you guys thought about maybe doing like some shows as like fundraisers for you guys, to also to build awareness?
Well, you know, we did the fundraiser in March, like I said, and it was a huge success. We were planning on having more bands as part of that, but the logistics of going, the kind of stuff that we do, it's kind of, the less people we have to coordinate, the easier I feel like sometimes. And maybe I'm just lazy, but it's, you know.
Now you guys do competitions. You guys do beard competitions. What's the beard competition training regiment like? Do you want to give me a rundown?
Chad competes in a much more intensive category than I do, so he could probably give you a better sense of what it takes for him to get ready for a comp.
I do. Travis does the full beard natural.
Mm-hmm. So I wake up and brush my beard.
Mm-hmm.
And then I do full beard freestyle, which are the usually like once a year there'll be a some weird European championship, and you'll see the guy with the beard done up in all sorts of little figurines and whatnot. And so I'm in that same kind of creative category, and so I'll do big kind of loop de loops with the beard and inhale probably too much hairspray in the process.
Or just the right amount, depending.
Typically about 2 weeks before a comp, I'll get a text from Chad that says, "What do you think of this?" And it's his new idea for a beard. And sometimes it's just awesome. And sometimes it's a little less than awesome. But it always ends up being...
But it was worth a try, yeah.
Yeah, at the end it always ends up being awesome. Philly, he did this crazy X-Wing fighter in his beard and dressed up like an X-Wing fighter or pilot. It was,
do you have photos of that?
It's all
the X-Wing?
Yep.
Can you send us? Okay, cool. I'd love to see what an X-Wing fighter beard looks like.
You can play with micro machines.
I once saw a banjo made out of the Millennium Falcon.
That's kind of cool.
So you should have brought. You could have played that on stage with the outfit.
Yeah,
how do you learn how to play banjo?
What's the most amount of food that you've picked out of your beard at one time?
You're going for that food thing.
Yeah.
Probably not more than a few crumbs.
Yeah, you get
really.
The good thing about a beard and facial hair is that it grows slow enough where you learn how to alter your eating habits as it grows and learn what you just can't eat anymore.
What do you eat, like a bird? You have to like take little small bites, mostly seeds.
You know, it depends on what you're eating.
Uh-huh.
But yeah, you learn what you can. Like I'll probably never eat an ice cream cone again in my life.
Yeah, I would imagine chicken wings are probably difficult.
You'd be surprised. Chicken wings. I'm a big fan of chicken wings at a certain restaurant that's a national chain with girls and.
You can say it.
Hooters. I like Hooters. Yeah, I don't want to get the...
Yeah, say it all. Now we get to send them an invoice. It's fine. Yeah, say it right. All day long.
Yeah, Hooters. I I've learned how to eat their wings with little to no mess at all. But, you know, smaller, more compact wings, it's not going
to
happen.
So, by the way, it's actually easier to eat the ones... Because theirs has the, you know, the end still on it, not cut off. It's easier to eat those than...
Yeah, like, I order only wings and no drumsticks. Because I can just crack those things... Debone them.
Oh, kitchens hate that.
Them. Yeah.
That's fine. I love it.
I'll have my wings with extra spit.
I think I've got an invention I got to give to Sean now. It's a full facial press and seal plastic thing. You cut a little hole for your mouth so that you don't get it all over your beard. It's like that press and seal plastic, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah,
a face bit.
And that reminded me, I'm really sad that Sean is not here tonight, because Sean has the best neck beard.
Oh, amazing.
Sean's beard goes from below his Adam's apple up to his eyeballs if he doesn't take care of it.
He doesn't have a chin either, so it's very interesting.
But yeah. What's your favorite bearded band in the city?
Bearded band?
Is that a lot to think about right now?
There's a lot of bands with beards.
Yeah, man.
But your favorite?
I do enjoy the Diamond Center.
Okay.
Yeah. He's got quite a beard on him.
One that comes from a Psychobilly Cadillac is one that comes to mind for me.
Quite a beard there.
Do you guys know those guys at all? Yeah. Psychobilly Cadillac?
No.
Scott has the... He has the pointy beard. It hangs... I mean, it goes straight, kind of like at an arc.
Yeah, yeah.
Comes out, and he's got a gray racing stripe down the middle, which is pretty awesome.
Yeah.
I don't even know if it's natural. I think it's painted on or something.
Yeah.
Spray painted. But yeah, so what are some of your favorite bands in the city right now? If you could pick a few.
There's a lot. I love...
It's a hard question, right?
It is, because there's so many. But I love No BS.
Mm-hmm.
I love Black Girls, White Laces, mm-hmm. Jonathan Vest from the Speckled Bird.
I was going to say, you almost listed just Worthless Junk record bands there for a minute.
I did. Oh, God, who else? You put me on the spot here.
It's cool. Yeah, that's what we do. That's what we do.
Yeah.
I mean, do you, is it, do you only write about, like, the music that you like, or do you venture into, like, hip-hop or...
Opera.
I mean, would you write about an opera singer?
Sure. Usually, most of the time, it's pretty much stuff that I really enjoy. But I'll always go off into various genres that I'm not too familiar with. Because one, it'll increase my awareness of the music scene, and two, somebody else may like it just as much. But I've discovered a lot of great stuff that way as well.
I mean, it is RVA playlist, and I feel like even though you created it, it's kind of something that is for and about the Richmond music scene. So,
right.
Like, keeping a narrow mind and a narrow genre of music, I think it denies a lot of good stuff out there that,
right.
You know, other people might be interested in. We're going to go ahead and take a break, and we'll be back. Jesse Varner looks like he's calling in to do sports.
Yeah, we're going to do a little sports report with Jesse.
Sweet.
All right. This is Silo Effect with Surfaces. The
Cypher Cobra here, and you don't have to tell me how badass your polar bear wrestling skills are. I gave birth to the first polar bear.
Radical!
Yeah! Extreme polar bear birth!
Extreme! Extreme!
Nothing gets me more hyped than Radio Rubber Room. There's only one thing that gets me more energized, and that's getting dragged by a horse!
Extreme!
Nipple clamp! Ha!
Yeah!
Computers are for sissy boys. I only listen to Radio Rubber Room through the metal plate in my head.
Yeah!
But if you want to hear Radio Rubber Room, go to www.radiorubberroom.podbean.com. Now!
Yeah!
Radio Rubber Room. Awesome!
The Tobacco Company, located on the corner of East Cary and 12th Street in historic Shaco Bottom. For 30 years, the Tobacco Company has been a staple for dining and entertainment here in Richmond. Their upstairs and downstairs dining area and Victorian lounge make it a perfect place to bring a date. Use their antique elevator to access the ground floor nightclub. The Tobacco Company has live entertainment Thursday through Sunday. The Tobacco Company, 1201 East Cary Street. For more information, visit thetobaccocompany.com.
Ugh!
Menial tasks are making it impossible for me to enjoy being lazy. That's why I got walkers. Walkers are the first shoe to walk themselves. They walk themselves and you. Walkers are so convenient. I just start them up, and they do all the work. Walkers are made from recycled World War II tanks and come in two stylish colors, army drab gray and camouflage. These bad boys are gonna last. Walkers' sleek and aerodynamic design enable them to get 200 yards to the gallon. The pint-sized tank fits easily into a fanny pack or purse and enables you to get 45 steps or more depending on speed. Walkers come in two speeds, walking and less quick walking.
Check this out. Now I'm moving. Yeah. Yeah, this is nice. Yeah. Whoa. This is not comfortable. Whoa. This isn't natural. Yeah. Turn. How do I turn? How do I turn? Wall. Turn. Turn. Wall.
Too lazy to enjoy being walked by something else? Then try rollers. New from Spoofco.
Whoa, whoa, whoa.
Stairs, stairs, stairs!
Do you live in constant fear of having your nipples pecked off by an eagle? Well, fear no more.
Juan McRamirez's
Super Nipple Shield is here. My Irish Latino heritage has endowed me with some of the most sensitive wildlife attracting nipples around. I've tried everything. Super glue, mayonnaise, duct tape, and several thousand other household remedies, which allowed me to create the world's first and probably only nipple protectant.
Juan McRamirez's Super Nipple Shield will help repel eagles, elephant shrews, groundhogs, and dolphins.
Yes, it does work underwater. Apply the Super Nipple Shield every 30 minutes for maximum areola protection.
See, it just worked. It'll take those sensitive man bosoms and turn them into pecks of steel. Ding, ding! Juan McRamirez's Super Nipple Shield doesn't just protect against wildlife, it also protects against chainsaws, automobile accidents, nuclear fallout, and aliens.
I bought Juan McRamirez's Super Nipple Shield yesterday, and I've already impaled a bobcat, two goldfish, and a peregrine falcon. Thank you, Juan McRamirez.
For three easy installments of $9.99.99,
Juan McRamirez's Super Nipple Shield can be yours.
Radio Rubber Room, your source for local music and comedy. Live on WHAN every Thursday from 10 to midnight. Also, as a podcast, www.radiorubberroom.podbean.com. Now back to the show.
La 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 la
Orchid.
Say that again.
Orchid. Is that the first time I ever got that right?
Yeah, Orchard.
Orchid.
Derek likes to announce it as Orchard.
I'm hooked on phonics, man.
And that was Marionette. Derek's mic was not on. Definitely one of my favorite local bands.
Dan, I think you are their biggest fan.
I am, no question.
But they're a great band.
They are.
And they killed it last night, huh?
They really did, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
It was awesome having them in here. They've killed it every time I've seen them. So RVA playlist, Andrew, do you know like about how much traffic it's getting? Do you keep up with the statistics?
Yeah, and it depends on what I'm posting about.
Mm-hmm.
But usually between 200 to 300 hits a day.
Mm-hmm. That's good.
You know, nothing major, but pretty good for a small blog.
Do you ever get feedback? You're like, you're out, and feedback from a band or somebody that's like, I found out about this band on Richmond Playlist, and I'm here seeing them right now, or they tell that to the band. You know, do you see the effect it has on getting people out to see music?
I've never actually seen it personally, but I noticed, especially last night, when I was talking to the bands playing, and a lot of them were saying, you know, we've never heard of Against Grace, or we've never heard of Dead Fame or Marionette, and we really enjoy them.
Mm.
And I was, for this whole birthday party, I was spamming people nonstop to get people there.
Mm.
And so I was like, hey, listen to this band. They're all playing.
Yeah.
And so they were already going to the blog beforehand.
Yeah.
And they're like, yeah, we really like their stuff. They're even better live.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So hopefully I got some more readers out of it.
Well, I got to say, both Dead Fame and Marionette, who I've seen multiple times, and it's not to say that their recorded albums aren't good, but they are awesome live.
Yeah.
So if you haven't seen them live, you know, and you've heard their song like we just played, you gotta see them live. And that's when they played Orchid, like that was what, like their second song, I think so.
Yeah,
I do. That one of my few memories of last night is when they played that, and like the place just erupted, man.
Yeah,
it went nuts once they started playing that intro.
And Dan's like, it's Orchid.
It's Orchid.
I know. I know now. This reading thing is coming to me slow, but I think I'm getting it. I'm finally getting there. Yeah. Now, the Beard League, most all your stuff, the competitions and everything, it's all for charity, correct?
Yeah. Yeah. We try to do as much as we can.
Yeah.
So. But the actual organization you guys started, is a part of a national thing, because I know you're talking about going up to New Jersey and going to different events. Is it part of like a national group, or is it an independent group here that just works with other groups?
There are other groups around the country that do the same thing that we do.
Mm-hmm.
And they throw competitions, and we'll go up for those, and vice versa.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a loose affiliation for scheduling and whatnot. But I mean, they're all independently run by, you know, folks in those cities.
Mm-hmm.
What's the charities that you guys attach to?
Our first comp was for Central Virginia Food Bank, and then we actually have already planned our event for next year, and that's going to be for Boys and Girls Club of
No, Big Brothers Big Sisters.
Thank you. Yeah. Richmond, and then we're looking into some stuff to do around town as well. But whenever we travel, for the most part, most of the competitions are charity. We just got back from Charleston, South Carolina, this last weekend, and their event was for the Low Country Women with Wings, which is an ovarian cancer research group. You know, we've done a couple with no kill shelters, some breast cancer awareness type stuff. And, you know, everybody kind of picks their charity of choice, and we all just kind of raise money.
I would think Locks of Love would be like a great one to attach.
Yeah, I mean, I haven't seen anyone do it yet, but yeah, I mean, I think, you know, every charity's got it's got a valid argument, and that's definitely one that's relative to the whole facial hair thing. Yeah. But you know,
I mean, do you cut off your beards and donate them to beardless men?
No.
any 6-year-olds wearing a realistic looking beard?
No, I have alopecia.
Now you were showing us a picture of one of your styled ones in the last break.
The X-Wing, as a matter of fact.
That was the X-Wing, all twisted up. How long does it take you to put that together? Do you do it like a balloon animal artist? Or are you just like, quick, 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 and it's like done? Or does it take like a good amount of time? Do you need assistance? Are you hey, Travis, come over and twist my beard for me?
Whoa.
Because I get that call from Dan all the time, and I don't even know.
No, usually it takes a while. Like the one I did for Charleston took me like 45 minutes, and that's on the low end. The X-Wing one was like close to 2 hours, mm-hmm. just because there's a lot of kind of detail to it.
Mm-hmm. How'd you get? Now you had Luke Skywalker actually in the cockpit.
Yeah,
of that. R2. Now how did you? Oh, you had R2 there.
R2's there.
Now how did you get him to stay in there? Without, did he kind of want to fall out of the beard?
A little bit, but once between his arms and legs getting kind of tangled up in the beard, he was staying there. And then
braided him.
Spray doesn't hurt.
You braided him into the X-wing.
No, he got nestled.
So when you did the food bank thing, did you do another thing where you had a contest about the food in your beard? That would be another.
Yeah, who can ever get the most food? I'll
donate all the food in my beard to the food bank.
I got 7 crackers. Can you doubt me?
3 unopened cans. Believe it or not, lima beans.
I can fit quite a bit of food in this beard.
That's why he keeps asking, because
he's looking for the secret.
Yeah, he's like, he needs food all in his beard. His hair, and there's not even that much up top, too. Like, how do you get a chili in your hair that you don't have? I don't know.
Someone get this man a snack.
Yeah. So, Andrew, you are getting a relatively good amount of traffic.
Yep.
Is it something you're thinking about selling advertising for at some point?
Or I've never actually thought about that. It's
Google Ads or anything.
Maybe
or?
If it's easy enough for me to figure out. But it's pretty much just been a hobby of mine. Mm-hmm. It's kind of like a labor of love, so to speak. Mm-hmm. I just really enjoy doing it.
Mm.
You could braid the Golden Palace into your beard and sell it.
Are you talking to Andrew, Roger?
Whoever had, yeah, the beard, yeah. Man.
Andrew does not have a beard.
Oh, see, that's not
right. I'll try, but there's not much
here. I thought we were still talking about
beards. You could kind of shave it in there.
No, actually, like I said, I saw Andrew yesterday, and that clean shaven completely almost, right?
Almost, yeah.
Yeah, that's not like that's pretty
Homer
good
Simpson,
growth.
Dude.
Yeah. That is pretty solid growth for...
Yeah, give me a week and I'll try that.
24
You're
hours.
Taking, like, prenatal vitamins? here's how I perceive the evolution of the music scene right now. It's obviously musicians. You know, without the bands, we don't have the music. The venues that they perform at. Or the fans, the venues. And then... the blogs, I think that, you know, the blogs that are emerging right now are the most important or one of the most important elements of the music scene. What makes it, you know, very hearty and relevant on a local level. How do you feel about it? Like how do you think the hierarchy of the music scene is currently kind of evolving to be?
I pretty much just think that anybody who loves music has an outlet to tell people about it, and people are going to those outlets, whether it's blogs or Twitter or, you know, the mainstream media, because there's so much out there and there's so many people that love it, and I feel that for I tend to gravitate to read people's stuff when I know that they really have a true passion for it.
Mm-hmm.
Like some of my favorite blogs, like Sounds of RVA, you guys have that in. You know, you can tell that she loves writing about all the stuff that she's into.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
And then Mark from the Cheats Movement, he's posting photos nonstop, so he's out all these shows.
Mm-hmm. The Horn, RVA, that's a good one, too.
And, yeah, so I just think there's, like, no shortage of that out there.
Because it's always frustrating seeing a good band, like seeing a great band, being like, I love what's happening right now. This music is amazing. And just having, you know, 10 people or so there. Mm-hmm. I think it's that press, the people writing about it, that makes that connection, that gets people out.
Yeah.
Seeing a band, you know, exposing those bands, getting them out to the shows, getting them an audience.
Yeah.
And the same thing about Beards, you know, quite frankly. I don't know if that meant... I don't even know what that meant. But and
he's trying really hard to tie the beards in here.
It's got to do with something.
I've seen you guys out the last couple events, like big events we've been a part of, the Beer Fest. You guys had a tent out. Are you getting
you guys were at the Food Cart Derby.
At the Food Cart Derby.
Yeah.
Are you guys pulling a lot of people in that way, like some new members coming through that? Or
I mean, there seems to be a lot of interest. It's you know, it's a hard thing to hate. It's so people,
how can you?
People are always interested. And
I'm a beard bigot.
I do know some people that do not like beards.
Yeah, we don't want to talk to them. But people are always interested. If nothing else, people are interested just because it's something different. And I think a lot of guys see it and are like, man, that's inspiration I've been looking for.
I want to look like a caveman.
Inspiration, maybe excuses. That's the excuse I've been looking for. But yeah, I mean, we're always trying to get out there. We hand out business cards to people that have awesome beards and try to talk to as many people as we can. And you know, part of going to these events is spreading the word and kind of promoting Richmond everywhere we go and trying to bring it back somehow. So,
and we're asking Andrew if he's seen the effect of his blog on, you know, the music scene. In the last 2 years, have you guys seen more beards out there in the last year? Like, has it inspired people, you think, to grow more beards?
I think there's probably a better sense of community in the Richmond beards than there was previously.
Yeah. I mean, there's definitely been a trend, I think, in the last couple of years that have made beards more acceptable, if you will. You guys can't see my air quotes when I say that. But I mean,
but they can hear them when you say it.
They can hear them in my voice. I mean, somehow along the lines of the last 50, 60 years, I think beards have gotten this bad rap of being for lazy, dirty, you know, unkept people. But that's something that our group, and I think every group that does this, is kind of trying to change, is that, you know, we put together a very successful, in my opinion, fundraiser. We all worked hard at it. You know, we all have jobs and do stuff, and we're active and try to help the community. So we're trying to kind of distill that stereotype.
When you've got I think jobs are one thing that prevents, just like the music scene, I feel like, you know, jobs are the reasons, like, bands can't, you know, they like can't tours. Get together and practice and tour. Yeah. And, like, I know I work at a restaurant myself, and I was so happy when they told me I could keep my beard. Like, I was really worried about it. And I would have done it for the job, but you guys have to have jobs that, you know, support that.
You know, I was unemployed for a while recently.
About a year and a half when I started growing the beard.
And, hold on, you were an extra in the Lincoln movie there, buddy.
Well, yeah, I guess that's some form of employment. Brief as it was. But
that was all from the beard.
What's that? That was purely for the beard, because it certainly wasn't anything else.
So the beards do open up doors.
Yeah, they do. Interesting ones. But, you know, I went on a few interviews where my beard was brought up, and I was asked if, you know, if I would change. And I told them that this is kind of this is who I am.
It's a lifestyle.
I don't intend on cutting it for you or anybody else. And
so beard bigotry does exist.
You know, I don't want to say bigotry because that sounds mean, but there's a preconceived notion of what is and is not considered, I guess, professional in this world, and beards somehow don't fit into that, even though, you know.
How do beards go underground? Like if the beard bigotry goes over the top and they're burning beards or books about beards.
The great thing about having a beard that is, no matter how non-tough you are, because trust me, I'm not a badass by any means, but
don't throw that out there. Keep that image.
Oh, I'm not. I don't pretend to be, but everybody thinks you are for the most part. So if that ever comes to where they're riding against the beards, I think they're going to have a handful.
Now, with having to make the argument that the beard is who I am, I mean, have you ever encountered that situation where you're like, all right, this is who I am, but they're going to pay me a lot of money? Like, is there a dollar amount? Is there a ceiling to, like, you know, how much somebody could pay you annually to keep your beard shaved?
You know, call me a sellout, but I'm saying, yeah, there's definitely.
Yeah. Yeah, well, for hair.
I'm not an idiot. So.
That's who you are, man.
Cool. All right, it is time to take a break. We're going to be back with more music, more beards, more.
I'm
all
having
of that.
A great time, by the way.
What's that?
I'm having a great time.
You look like you're having a great. You're glowing.
I know.
By the way,
I know. I'm pregnant.
Oh,
well, thought I just
different story.
Yeah,
it is time to get to a song. This is actually a live cut from here on Radio Rub Room. This is Downbeat Switch with Castaway. Be looking for their new album with this song on it very, very soon, hopefully.
Nothing I love more than the feeling of being filled by art. I stuff the art inside of myself deeper and deeper, cramming it inside the innermost interior of my being. I really cram the art in there. I pound it so deeply, and when I am totally filled with the art, I hold it inside of me for as long as possible, until I explode. Radio Rubber Room has the art and comedy that I especially love filling me. And you will love having it inside you as well.
We are back. This is Radio Rubber Room. That was feedback. And that was feedback.
A regular guest on our show, by the way. Feedback.
Feedback is a regular. always here when needed.
Hey, Derek, does this hat make my head look giant?
It covers up the baldness quite well.
Thank you.
It actually does make your head, like, it makes the headphones, I don't know, pop a little bit more.
To make it look giant?
No. With the headphones and the hat, yes.
I'd just like to point out this is a snapback, and as everyone can see, it's on the last button. And, and it is hurting.
And does it fit with the last button, or is that just
it
how
does,
you have to settle?
It's a little tight. If you look, it's actually arched in a V because it's struggling to stay together right now.
Well, that's cool.
This is a PBR hat, and the guys from the Moustache, is that how you... You pronounce it the Moustache and Beard League?
Beard and Stash League.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Yeah.
Close enough, though. You're good.
You tried a little too hard with that one, but it's fine.
You guys are sponsored by PBR, so you were gracious enough to give me a Pabst Blue Ribbon hat.
Yeah, we're gracious enough to have them help us out with stuff, because it's not cheap traveling, so They're awesome. Easy to work with. Good people.
I mean, you guys have, like myself, you guys have pretty giant heads. Andrew over there has a very tiny, like, baby doll head.
Oh.
As does Derek.
I don't know how you stand up.
Honestly. Did they give you guys bigger hats, or do people who drink PBR just, like, just tend to have tiny heads? Like, what's going on?
I think
here?
It's a one-size-fits-all concept. You know, there's always that outlier.
Uh-huh.
They work with what they got.
Oh, okay. I just have a giant head.
And then, way to throw the curve.
Now that we just come back from break, I guess, Andrew, go ahead and tell everyone where they can find out more about RVA Playlist. Obviously, the website.
Yeah, rvaplaylist.com. I'm on Facebook, Twitter, RVA Playlist. You can email me, rvaplaylist@gmail.com. Bands, go ahead and do that. I'll respond to you.
And then, guys, from the Beard League, how do people find out more about the Beard League? Where they found that out about?
Same sort of venues, Facebook, Twitter, beardleague.org. Got the whole rundown, where we've been, what we do, where we do it.
You guys do something at Station 2, right?
Yeah, every second Monday of the month, we have, usually about 6 p.m., we have a pub night. And it's just a reason to get out of the house, go down for some beers, meet up. It's a social night.
Yeah, and speaking of the whole birthday thing, on Thursday, on the 7th, which is our one-year anniversary, we're going to be doing a birthday party there.
Cool.
So it should be a good time.
Now, being that
no presents required.
But you guys going to have a beard suggested. Cake?
Now, guys, next year, since RVA Playlist and the Richmond Beer League's birthdays are so close together, joint party next year? Joint party?
We can talk about it, yeah, definitely. We're open to anything.
That would be fun.
We just set that up right now.
Credit goes to Rubber Room, I guess.
Now, Andrew and the Beard League, or RVA Playlist and the Beard League, kind of two different entities, but you both have something that you're very passionate about, yours being, stashes and beards, and yours being music. You guys, the Beard League has been pretty successful with, like, merch and whatnot, right? You guys have stickers? Do you have the stickers?
Stickers, t-shirts, koozies, buttons, the kind of the obligatory things.
Yeah. And we've actually
got any beard picks with like a fist on them?
We don't yet. We're always open to new ideas though. But we've actually got announcement or whatnot. We got a special sticker that's going to be coming out in a couple weeks. That Venture Richmond was kind enough to let us use the official RBA logo.
Oh, awesome.
So there'll be a beard and stash version of that soon. I think we're the first like licensed version. I know there was a couple versions that have been done in different colors, but beard and stash versions coming soon.
Awesome. Now, Andrew, what about you as far as merch?
I have nothing.
Yeah, I was going to say I've never seen a sticker.
No. It's just me. It's funny because when I was putting together this party, I have a lot of friends who have put on events around the city. And they kept asking me, like, oh, do you have a banner? Do you have stickers? Do you have this kind of stuff? And I'm like, I told three bands to show up at the Camel on this date. That's all I did. So I have all these ideas for next year. So maybe I'll do it then.
Now, you said, you know, it's just the passion, you know, doing the blog, not something, you know, if the time came, you'd maybe want to think about selling advertising maybe or Google Ads or something like that.
Yeah, I'm open to that.
Do you feel like I feel like a lot of musicians are the same way. It's a passion for them. Making music is a passion, and I feel like they sell their value short. Where sometimes I feel like they should be pushing to get more for what they do and valuing what they do as a product more. A good example, like I love craft beer. I love good craft beer, and those breweries. You know, the brewers love what they do. They love what they make. They love their product. They still, you know, go out and sell it.
Yeah.
Do you think that's something musicians should be more and more conscious about?
I think so, yeah. But I think it's also a fine line between promoting yourself and selling out.
Yeah.
And a lot of bands don't want to do that.
Yeah.
But, yeah, so I know the bands are trying to find every avenue to get new fans.
Mm-hmm. Now, we talked a little bit about the pieces of the puzzle. And we had Tony, actually Dan's boss at the magazine, on the show almost a year ago now.
Yeah, it's for RVA Music Fest.
We had asked him. I had asked him a question. It was the 6 year, right around the 6 year anniversary. You know, had he, 6 years ago, they were about to do the music fest. You know, did he see that 6 years ago? and he kind of had a really good answer about just where the city is musically, all the different moving parts, you know, because like Dan said earlier, it is the good bands, it is the good venues, and then
the fans.
It is the fans, a very important piece of that, because you can have good bands, good venues, but if people aren't going out to see them, not much of a scene there. Mm-hmm. How do you feel about that? Just a lot of people say Richmond doesn't support. You know, do you feel that's changing?
Yeah, like in the last couple of years that I've been following the music scene, I can definitely see that there are individuals, whether musicians, promoters, booking agents, venues, whatever, who actually care about the community. Because mm-hmm. it used to be, oh, you can't do anything in Richmond. Let's go to New York, L.A., wherever, and try to make it big. But a lot of them are focused on the scene here and trying to make it really good. And I think they're doing a really good job.
Mm-hmm. What do you think it's missing? I mean, what could be stronger?
I think pretty much the fan involvement is probably key. There are a lot of big fans of certain bands, but there's still a whole audience that just doesn't go to shows, that doesn't listen to local music. They still listen to mainstream stuff, and you know, there's nothing wrong with that. But we have so much great stuff here, and I think that's partly what I do is try to get it out to them.
There's like 450,000 people just in the city of Richmond. Mm-hmm. I mean, easily enough, I feel like every venue could be packed every night of the week.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Do you think that the people just aren't that interested in the music scene, a lot of them, or they're just not looking in the right places for what's going on?
Or they just are uninformed about it.
I think a little bit of all of that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think some people just don't care about it, and that's just not their thing.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's people who want to go find live music, and they don't know where to go.
Mm-hmm.
A good example is this: when I was taking a trip to Philly, I was trying to find what music venues were around and what local acts there I could find. And I had a hard time finding where I could go, like the bars where bands were playing and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm pretty sure it's probably a similar problem in a lot of cities.
Mm-hmm. So, do you feel like something that could, from a musician standpoint, the more they support something like what you do, and I know you probably get a lot of support of it from the music community, just like, you know, we get a lot of support of it.
Yeah.
Just more and more musicians kind of supporting someone who does a blog like yours, like you support them to get mm-hmm. that out more, get that in front of more eyes,
right.
And then in turn get themselves in front of more eyes.
Yep.
Yeah. We are. He was on board with that idea. So,
everything you said.
what sparks that though? Does it seem like that's sometimes a struggle to get a band to? I know you promote them, but even a band to promote you, you know, tell their friends about you, you know, what
yeah.
you do.
Well, I've been lucky enough with the majority of the bands that I promote that I've developed a relationship with. They're on board with, you know, promoting the blog and promoting me and everything. And that was very evident last night at the Camel.
Yeah.
Because I had so many people that I, you know, acquaintances and good friends show up in support of me.
Mm-hmm.
And I was even surprised at the sheer number of people that I had no clue who they were. And they came out either because they were big fans of the band
mm-hmm.
or they were big fans of the blog.
Mm-hmm.
I think we did a little bit of both. I mean, we're definitely... We know how important RVA Playlist is and all the blogs are around here. So I hope it's not just like a once-a-year thing. I mean, you know, maybe you want to do something like this quarterly.
Yeah, it's been a lot of fun. I was talking to some people last night, and they're like, yeah, you should do like an RVA Presents series. And mm-hmm. One of my friends was like, you should have a party every day. I'm like, okay, let's slow down a bit.
And that was Dan right before he offered to buy you a beer and ran away.
That was me. I got to say, I am an interesting drunk. But I
know a reason why some of the people are supporting music more now than they used to. Because, you know, my bands, you know, I'm a little older and my bands were followed by morons, and the new kids are, like, smart, you know? So there's not as many morons out there, it doesn't seem like.
So the more...
We seem to have more cannibals, though.
More cannibals.
Interesting.
And if you drink enough, you become a moron. But still, not you, Dan, but I mean...
Oh, I totally do become one.
But, yeah, because, I mean, when I go out to the clubs and stuff, and I see people who are much younger than me, and they're all smarter than me, too. So I think there's a certain intellect that's going for these bands these days.
Yeah, I mean, what do you think? It's just we're more informed with the internet?
Yeah, maybe. The internet. That's the right. Internet.
Can I ask something real quick about it?
Sure. Absolutely not.
No, all right, never
mind. Yeah, go ahead. Yeah.
Well, I mean, for the way that I see it, and I don't go to a lot of shows, but, I mean, and part of the scene that Richmond has, I feel like you can always find live music somewhere. And do you feel like there's almost a double-edged sword where I really like this band, but I know this band's going to play, you know, once a week at any, you know, at a certain venue? I mean, yeah. Do you feel like it's kind of, I don't necessarily need to catch them now because I know I can catch them later, so there's almost a double-edged sword of burnout versus promoting yourself effectively? I mean, that's
easy to fix. Just break up after your first gig.
Yeah, well, and I my take on that too is, you know, a lot of bands do rely on just their friends to come out with their bands, and creating more of an overall sense of, like I'll go to a bar where I don't know who's playing just because I know it's probably going to be good. We do have to get to a break, but we'll get back.
Yeah, let's hold that thought.
Let's hold that thought and come back to it. Another new band that's just busted out on the RBA scene, Apache Radio with High and Away.
This is Simon, and you're listening to Radio Rubber Room. It's so cool. You guys are awesome. It's Radio Rubber Room. It's a show that doesn't have any S's in it.
Hi, this is Simon's mom, and I'm here to talk to you about the Camel. The Camel is located at 1621 West Broad Street. They serve their delicious menu until 2 p.m. every night. They also have 28 taps dedicated to local and craft beer. And they always have a fantastic lineup of great live music. Everything a good Richmonder needs to have a great time. To keep up with events and their live music lineup, search for and like The Camel on Facebook or visit www.thecamel.org.
Get down, get moving in!
The Camel, 1621 West.
West Broad Street in RBA.
Guten Tag, I'm Benjamin Hitler, with an A, owner and proprietor of Hitler's Cupcakes. Don't be fooled by my name, I'm the good Hitler. My family name has been associated with cupcakes for generations. When I was just a wee lad Benji Hitler, I would watch Grandmama Hitler make cupcakes many a Klausenbergen summer's day. My dream has always been to create the perfect cupcake. Many years of potential mating were lost. Let us not forget mein workers.
Was ist das?
Es ist ein Brownie, mein Führer.
Ein Brownie? Das ist Cupcake-Schule. Nein, es ist Hitler's Brownies. Es ist Hitler's Cupcakes. Bin heimsig schlecht. Cupcake heilen. Die Brownie ist kaputt. Wer ist mein Luger?
You survive the employment process. Hitler's Cupcakes are made from only the finest ingredients that I have personally chosen using a rigorous selection process. Grandmama Hitler would always say, best ingredients are tender, love, and caring. But you were wrong, Grandma Hitler. It was vegetable oil and imported sugars. Oh! My struggle is finally over, and now Hitler's Cupcakes are available. Hitler's Cupcakes come in one flavor, vanilla. Get mine cupcakes today. Remember,
mein Cupcakes are great. You will love my cupcakes. Get them in any store. The Cupcake, das Cupcake Heilen. The Cupcake ist mein Führer.
Welcome back to Radio Rubber Room. If you are still listening, that means bomb your building did not go off by accident. For you, I am very happy. Enjoy the show.
We are back. That was Cardinal Compass with All I've Got here on Radio Rubber Room, WHA and 1430 AM and also 102.9 FM. Hey, Roger, do you know the call signals for the FM off the top of your head?
Oh, man. It's like 17 letters. I don't know what it is.
Well, it's letters and numbers.
Give it a shot, Roger.
416XQ495.
I really want to remember that and start saying that.
Is that a good idea or bad
really,
idea?
Really, really quick way to lose.
Okay. really good right. call. Glad we decided that.
The sound you heard is the click of people's radios.
We are back. You're either listening on 1430 AM, 102.9 FM, or in the future as a time traveler is on the podcast, www.radiorubberroom.podbean.com. And we are back with more of RVA Beer League and RVA Playlist. How you guys feeling?
Good.
You guys have a good time? Go, quick. 30 seconds. Best beard of all time.
Ooh. All time?
Can't believe you guys weren't prepared for a question like that.
I've got to go with Chuck Darwin.
Chuck Darwin, I don't know who that is. Who's that?
You don't know. Charles Darwin? Really, dude?
Oh, Chuck Darwin. I get it.
We're casual.
I get it. I get it now.
Derek's a creationist.
Brahms. Johannes Brahms had a good one.
Brahms?
Oh, yeah.
So, I mean, you guys, on the set of Lincoln, there must have been some incredible ones. Or was it just...
You guys, like,
were there.
Yeah. But otherwise, I mean, you guys have got to be connoisseurs, too. You're like, hey, check out that guy's beard.
There was definitely some awesome facial hair. I mean, it was a great recruiting experience.
Well, I mean, the other thing was there's some nice variety of facial hair there. It wasn't just big beards and mustaches. Yeah. They had the weird kind of mid-19th century variety that you just don't see that often.
No, you showed us a picture, too, of the one where you had the was it those PBR cans?
Yeah.
Wrapped up. Were there four in there?
There were six.
Now, was that intentional, or did you just lose them?
That was intentional.
Okay. So, that, I mean, there, that answers your question, Dan.
Yeah.
Do you think you could fit five more? I mean, five? Or did you ever try to go for five?
There was six.
Well, yeah, there were six in there. So I
think he could do five.
We just found out three things I'm not good at: reading, writing, or counting.
Yeah,
reading, writing, or counting.
Or interviewing.
About everything.
Or interviewing.
Yeah, we're both in the same boat. I take 50% of the responsibility for being a bad interviewee.
Well, thanks, Dan. Thanks for not putting that all on me.
Yeah.
So, Andrew, any feedback on that? Favorite beard ever?
Favorite beard ever? I like these guys' beards.
Yeah,
well, they're right there.
What?
And they look like badasses. So
they do.
Way to pander to your people that you're sitting next to.
Trying to make friends. God, trying to get down to serious business here. Now, are you guys into music at all? Like, do you keep up with the local music scene at all? Any bands out there?
Travis is really into like the thug rap, right? Would you call it thug? I'm not lying here.
No, that's not entirely true. I did go to the great event you guys had last year, though. The
Epic Fest.
Epic Fest, which was interesting.
It's about to go down this year.
Bring Noah Oback. He was good stuff.
Yeah, I actually I will be performing at Epic Fest this year.
So I might skip this one.
I get my rap on.
I don't know. I'm probably honestly not as involved as I should be. Used to go to more local shows than I do nowadays, but
what type of music are you into?
Stereotypical answer. I'm into all kinds of stuff as long as it's good. I mean, I'll listen to good music. You know, if I enjoy it, turn on the radio in my car and it's top 40. Everybody loves pop music, right?
Is it really?
94.
Pop music on the road trips.
Really? Because I was being a stereotypical. I was gonna say like bluegrass or
bluegrass.
See, I was with you. I was gonna say like metal.
Yeah, plenty of metal. Yeah.
But I was just judging by the beard. Is that wrong of me? Am I?
Ooh, you are a beard bigot. Sir.
Am I?
Beard bigot.
Beard bigot.
sorry.
No. No, metal and beards, they go together.
Mm.
Absolutely.
Now, do a lot of people try to touch your beards? Because I know...
Excuse me.
There's a rule for that. Ladies, when you approach us, we don't just go grabbing...
their
you
parts?
Don't, you know, just ask.
Yeah. You get little kids coming up and doing it, like, are you Santa?
Not really.
just the thing I have on my face, this thing, you know, I've had people reach at me trying to touch it. Like, I think there was this dude, like, not recently. He was drunk, but he just, like, reached at me. And I'm like, what is this guy doing? And he just like, man, I just wanted to rub your beard.
There's a direct correlation between alcohol consumed and likelihood that...
And people wanting to touch beards.
Yeah. And,
they get beard handsy.
Yeah, it is definitely more ladies than anybody else. But you learn that you actually... get used to seeing it coming and kind of ninja deflect.
This was a dude reaching for my face, and I'm like, what are you doing? He's like, I just wanted to touch your beard. I'm like, oh, that was weird.
Now, I imagine
it rhymed too.
Huh?
It rhymed too.
I imagine having a beard of your beard lengths probably puts you at a major disadvantage in a street fight. So is there any advice you guys can give to people who might be listening who have a beard about, like, how to handle yourself in a street fight?
You know, like I said earlier, it's that misconception that we're tougher than we probably are. And I don't have issues. I don't know. Chad probably throws out every now and then.
Zero street fight so far that didn't involve a controller in my hand.
Well, that's fair. That's good. I mean, what
do
you about...
Tuck it in, though, you know? I don't know.
Tuck it in? Huh? Have you guys seen the beard... were the knit beard warmers?
Oh yeah, what's up with those things?
How do you feel about those?
Those are for chicks.
Is that what they're for? They're for women? Do you guys sell those?
No, there's a girl in Richmond who makes them, and she has an Etsy shop. I don't know if she has any on there, but she does an awesome job. I mean, anything that promotes cool beard stuff is good by me, at least.
You guys gonna like hook up with her? She's a bartender at Republic.
Yeah, Sherry. Yeah. She's a great girl. You know. I'm sure there's something we could do together.
It'd be awesome.
That's a definite maybe. Well, it is time to take another break. This is Relaxation with In the Tall Grass.
Speaking of bluegrass.
Speaking of bluegrass.
Thank you. singing loud for a crowd that had already left.
Hey! This is Zamzam. Hold your camels and do not put on your suicide vest just yet. Radio Rubber Room will be right back after a word from their sponsors.
Lies are the guys who are somewhere in the dummy lad duchmana. A fan and valley cutlet.
Hey guys, it's Sean from Radio Rubber Room, and I have a great product that I developed in my grandpa's tool shed. I sometimes find myself feeling troubled after eating glue. My insides feeling all bound and twisted up. That's why I invented my own glue that's great for eating. Use Sean's glue for all kinds of useful things like decorate cake, make sandwich, spread on toast, or just eat it out of the container with a used popsicle stick. You can stick stuff to other stuff with it too. My glue is infused with vitamins and minerals for an extra boost of vitamins and minerals. My glue also comes in flavors like meat, cocoa, wood, purple, and glue, all of my favorites. You'll be eating Sean's glue for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. You can even use it to stick stuff to other stuff. Don't think my glue is for you? Try my spackle. Sean's edible glue, because constipation is no picnic.
Do you sometimes find yourself needing an extra boost of energy? I'm two-time extreme couponing runner-up and helicopter stuntman, Viper Cobra. And I have a new product that will give you an insane boost of energy for 30 seconds. Incredible. 30-second energy. Eat it, smoke it, snort it, touch it. 30-second energy. It will give you intense strength for 30 seconds. Move a bus. Move a boat. Move a building. Yeah! Not only does it give you strength, it also gives you an extreme euphoria. An inflated sense of self-worth. Awesome. And a desire to do it every 30 seconds. So extreme. You know it works. Because it's made out of my blood! 30-second energy raises the heart rate 300 times normal, enabling you to complete tasks in just 30 seconds, such as grow a garden, learn Japanese, shorten your pregnancy by up to 8 months. 30-second energy gives you a temporarily raised threshold for pain, making you impervious to batons, mace, and tasers. Bullets? What bullets?
I'm an immortal!
30-second energy is not for everyone, such as infants, babies, and the deceased.
Zombies.
As you begin to develop a regimen, you will notice rapid weight loss, appetite suppression, and extreme debt. You'll love 30-second energy so much, you'll sell your car, your house, your family. Guaranteed or your money back. Side effects include bleeding from all orifices,
tooth loss,
rapid aging, incarceration,
death,
immaculate conception,
purgatory,
exploding eyeballs,
super death,
athlete's foot, extreme sexual desire,
impotence,
hollow existence, and partial death leading to full death. Ever need to smash through a brick wall with your face? 30-second energy. Inject it right into your chest.
Extreme
30 seconds of energy.
Right into your chest.
Love it.
This is Zamzam with Al Qaeda Suicide Hotline. If you are driving car bomb at military checkpoint, press 1. If you are wearing suicide bomber vest in crowded marketplace, press 2. If you are arming roadside bomb, press 3. If you are in bathtub with razor blade to wrist while listening to Radio Rubber Room, press 4.
I've been feeling that I know
ain't nobody telling lies. I feel out in the falling, baby, go. Feel out in the falling, baby, go. Oh, I feel out in the falling, baby, go. I feel out in the falling, baby, go. So I push and I push and I push and I push. I push you away.
Guys from RVA Beer League and Andrew of RVA Playlist, and let's plug it again really quick too. You guys have a birthday party coming up.
Yeah, Thursday Station 2, we'll be hanging out. They're doing a special burger for us. We'll have a birthday cake. We're giving away prizes, having fun.
Do you know what the special burger is?
I don't know. You know what's on it?
Yeah,
right?
They're calling it the RVA Beer League Burger. So shocker. let's see. It's a bacon wrapped green cheese habanero for like it actually forms like a little beard face.
Okay.
With like little tomato slices for ears and a bacon mustache and a cheese beard. with a was it a garlic mayonnaise? Uh-huh. So it's
station two, so it'll be awesome.
Yeah,
and then it's way out in the future, but everybody needs to start growing a beard because April 27th of 2013. You can write it on your calendar if you want, but you're probably going to forget. But just remember, start growing your beards now because we'll be doing competition again next year. Second annual Mid-Atlantic Beard and Stash Championship. Canal Club, it's going to be awesome. If you came to the one this year, you know we sold out Strange Matter and it was packed.
Uh-huh.
So hopefully we'll do the same thing.
So that's good. Upgrade. If it must have gone well if you got to upgrade.
It's an upgrade, yeah.
At least upgrade by size-wise, I mean, the venue for it.
Yeah, I mean, Strange Matter was, I mean, they had to turn away like over 100 people. So
wow.
We feel good. We're looking forward to it, and hopefully we can get even more people there to see what we're all about and experience the craziness that is what we do.
What kind of awards do people win for having awesome beards?
Most of the times it's just cool trophies. We did train spikes for trophies, and they were pretty legit.
That's cool.
And then the Best in Show trophy... my girlfriend's brother-in-law is a metal sculptor, and he helped us make this. It weighed 25 pounds when we were done, but it was a bearded mustache made out of train spikes mounted on a big cobblestone.
And
it
was, wow, dude.
It was ridiculous, and hopefully we'll come up with some cool ideas this year. We haven't really broached that subject yet.
I mean, do you guys, being in the league, do you get to enter also?
Yeah,
into your own competition.
Yeah, we enter. Sure.
I feel like you award yourselves the trophies more often than.
Well,
not,
we have impartial judges, so you know we had a panel of celebrity judges, if you will, last year, and hopefully we'll have something similar this year.
I mean, we had groups coming in from 8 different states.
Yeah, we had 8 states and DC represented, and then we had a ton of local people come out, which is cool.
It's not just us up there. There's a large contingency.
Yeah, it's just the two of you guys going against each other head to head. So you said 8 different states. How big of a group of competitors come from each state, roughly?
Anywhere from your random kind of solo guy to, we had the guys in Jersey sent down like 8, 12, 20, I don't know, tons of people.
I think we had, 90 some odd just competitors.
We had about 90 competitors.
So Jersey's big for beards. It's a big beard place.
You'd be surprised. There's beard clubs all over the country.
Yeah.
They were just more inclined to travel for that one, I guess, than some of the other places.
And how many guys do you guys usually send on the road or go?
It depends on schedules and this and that, but usually like
4 to 8.
Yeah.
We've had upwards of like 12 go to some of the closer ones like Philly, but and then I've gone to some by myself. So. Mm-hmm.
It's a big birthday party coming up. Andrew, let's get all your stuff out there again one more time before the show is over, where people can find out about your blog.
Yeah, it's rvaplaylist.com, Facebook and Twitter, rvaplaylist. I'm on there all the time.
Now, being that your birthday bash went well last night, is it something you're thinking about maybe getting more involved with, like putting on events like that? Or
Yeah, definitely open to it. Pretty much everyone told me I have to do it again next year, so that's already planned. Hopefully the camel will have me back.
Yeah, so, I'm sure they will.
Apparently bar sales did really well last night. So.
That's good. That's good.
Thanks, Dan.
Yeah, no problem. Yeah. I don't even remember.
He told a lot of people he was going to buy him a beer. That's what happened. And then, okay,
No. Go ahead.
I had nothing to say. I was kind of glad you were opening your mouth.
You also work for Style. You manage their calendar. Is that correct?
Yeah.
Do you get hit up by musicians from both angles? I mean, do you see yourself doing two different or having two separate relationships with musicians?
Yes and no. I try to keep those two separate. Uh-huh. Like if I write something for Style, I'll probably not write about it on the blog.
Uh-huh.
But people know me for both and they'll contact me one way or the other, and I'm happy to cover them. With Style, it's more depending on who's coming to town, and I kind of have to cover big things as well.
Mm-hmm.
But with the blog, it's whatever I want. So I try to cover everyone as much as I can.
Now, does that get, you know, a lot of people, they work a completely separate job and they come home and they're passionate about something that has nothing to do with their work. Style is a huge resource for Richmond music yeah. scene. Does that kind of get draining for you sometimes? Like, are you ever at a point where you're like, maybe the RVA playlist, maybe it should cover something else?
Yeah, there have been times where I've had to take like a week or so off just because I was so burnt out. But then I keep finding myself going back to it, and I, you know, at the heart of it, I do enjoy talking about music. I do enjoy letting people know what's out there, not just locally, but what big things are coming into town. Like, I'm seeing ZZ Top on Tuesday, and I'm really excited yeah. about it.
We got the That's Beard League on, and you just brought up the
yeah,
ZZ
Top. Yeah, I just thought
ZZ
about that. So, yeah, those guys have really good beards.
They got
so.
Great beards.
Except for the guy named Beard. Yes. The guy named Beard doesn't have yeah. a beard.
They have an crazy. Amazingly large discography. I mean, a lot of people don't realize how many. Are you aware of like how many albums ZZ Top has put out?
A lot.
It's like 20 or something.
Something like that,
right?
I mean, they've been around for a while, right?
Yeah, like yeah. the '70s, I think. Right, they were doing stuff in the '70s. I saw somebody had posted on Facebook recently. Somebody posted something on Facebook recently, like a photo of ZZ Top like playing at the prom.
Did they have the beards yet?
No, one of them had like a little bit of a beard, I think.
That is great. Somebody's showing me a picture here. Oh, that is you with ZZ Top.
Really?
Yeah. Billy Gibbons. Can you see it, Dan? Hey, man.
Oh, awesome. Time. Awesome. Did you get a beard compliment for him, or he just wasn't
interested?
No,
it was a quick passing.
Really? That's disheartening. I feel
no,
like.
No, he's a busy man. He's a busy man. He had a lot going on that
You
night,
don't come across so. A beard that fine, you know, every day.
Where we were, there was a lot of beards.
Fair enough.
It was a beard competition.
Needle in a haystack. Okay, yeah, I understand. Wait, so that was at a beard competition?
Yeah, that was in Austin.
Did they compete?
He did not. He went up on stage and kind of gave the comp his blessing.
He's like, I accept this existence.
I invented the first beard.
Yeah. Well, we'll let you all know, Wikipedia says ZZ Top has had 14 studio albums, 8 compilation albums.
That's over 20.
And 42 singles.
Wow. That's a lot.
And they've sold
studio.
25 million albums.
It's a lot of studios.
You said, what, 8 compilations? Nothing
eight,
live?
8 compilations. Well, there's probably live. I mean, Fandango's live. It's one of the best albums ever recorded. So.
Now, are you covering it? Are you covering the event?
No, my friend got me a free ticket, and okay. So I'm joining her. Going to have a good time.
You need to find out who their managers are, because they are playing in Fredericksburg on Sunday, I believe, and then Richmond on Tuesday, which means Monday they could be hanging out. And
they could.
We need to make something happen.
Yeah, the Beard League, I think that, you know.
I know.
You
I
got
know.
The photo. You can
<It'll> be,
do something with that.
There'll be at least, I think, 3 of us showing up for that concert.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I mean, we could want to see if we can, like, I'll send them an email. I'll try to make that happen.
Yeah. I mean, you start dropping the radio show.
Yeah, be like, hey,
we have
yeah,
pull.
Drop the radio show name, and I'm sure we can make something happen.
A special edition of Rubber Room on Tuesday.
A special Rubber Room edition. I'm going to try to get them booked on, actually, that Thursday. Maybe they'll still be in town.
Go for it, man. Anything's possible, buddy.
Anything is possible.
As long as they don't ask for your FM translator.
Hmm. Oh, for the call sign?
Yeah.
Hopefully I have it memorized by then, because yeah. I'm going to irritate the crap out of Dan saying this every week now. It's going to be my new thing.
Oh, I'm going to wring your neck. Live on air.
Well, thanks, guys. It has been a lot of fun having you guys on.
I've had a blast.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah, thank you.
Thanks for doing what you do, guys. And I think both what both of you guys, or all 3 of you guys do, is something valuable for the city and adds color to the city. So. We appreciate it.
We do.
We appreciate you and your beards and your blog and your beard.
And your no beards.
And my tiny beard.
Hey, man, I'm telling you, I'm impressed by the 24-hour growth.
Give me a week.
I'm impressed.
Keep taking
I'm
the prenatal pills, man. Keep taking them. Your fingernails are probably getting long, too.
And,
I knew a guy who took prenatal vitamins to make his hair grow out.
You had a friend.
Quicker.
You had a friend.
Yeah.
That took prenatal vitamins.
He did start growing breasts.
You had an air quote
oh, yeah,
friend.
Yeah. That's how I got this nice rack. Good story.
Oh, yes.
All right, guys. Thanks a lot. Next Thursday, Station 2, It's going down. Check out Andrew on rvaplaylist.com and rvaplaylist@gmail.com if you want to get in touch with him.
Yeah, if bands want to get in touch with me, more than happy to write about you.
Yeah, guys, thanks for coming in. I've had a great time. Anything we can do, you guys are always welcome to come hang out with
thanks,
us.
Guys.
So.
Thank
next
you.
Next week, we have Stomp Status coming down from D.C. to be on the show. And Brian Riley is going to be filling in for me, actually, next week on the show, filling the seat. So I'll have to
Spider Hands.
I'll have to get him up to date on the call signs. I'll make sure he knows the call signs.
All right, this is Black Girls with Music Theory, parentheses,
for haters.
Enjoy.
I am on a drug. It's called Charlie Sheen. It's not available because if you try it once, you will die. Your face will melt off and your children will weep over your exploded body.
A census taker once tried to test me. I ate his liver with some fava beans and a nice Chianti.
You're dealing with a Vatican assassin.
Here's Johnny.
Marijuana is not a drug. I used to suck coke.
I've seen him.
Now that's an addiction, man.
I mean, what are they gonna say, man, when he's gone, huh? Because he dies, when it dies, man, when it dies, he dies.
God, there is no f***ing drummer better than Neil Peart!
What are they gonna say about it? What are they gonna say? He was a kind man?
Hey, Peter, just thought I'd check on you. Oh, my God!
Government came and took my baby!
Stay away from the crack, which I think is pretty good advice. Unless you can manage it socially.
Man, I was banging 7-gram rocks and finishing them because that's how I roll. I have one speed, I have one gear. Go! You know, I got tiger blood, man.
It ain't easy being cheesy.
You ever suck some dick marijuana?
No, I can't say I have.
I didn't think so.
What does that mean, you're wondering? Whatever, it's just a joke.